Are there any particular streets in Galveston that have any kind of social or historical significance?
Oh, definitely. Yes. But they're pretty well Fenton Strand down there. That is one, I would say, that historical. And Broadway was originally considered a very nice street. And then 25th Street.
Well, killing the buildings that are. The Bishop's Palace on Broadway.
It's on Broadway. But Broadway was originally a special street. But now it's a freeway.
Why was 25th Street well known?
Well, it's wider, something like a boulevard with an esplanade.
What's an esplanade?
Grass and trees in between. And streets, one on this side, one another street going different directions. That's what I would call an esplanade.
But you have a place in town, a street, say, where the railroad tracks go over it so that you don't have to stop for a train?
No, we have no tracks in town here, except leading to the wharf, which is on the other side of that town.
Have you ever seen a place like that I'm describing, a street where you wouldn't have to stop for a train because the tracks go over the street?
Yes, the causeway you do that when you're going to Alvin, you turn, you go over the track.
It's the causeway game. What you call that? Going over the...
Overpass. You go over in the Coates Canal with an overpass. You don't cross any railroad.
But there used to be a railroad.
The overpass, it was the Santa Fe Railroad, but then it's an overpass. We can't go below ground, in other words, here.
But say if the way that I park my car out on the street there, what kind of parking do you call that? Is there any particular
parallel?
That's parallel parking.
Yeah.
Well, say if you were at the Galvez Shopping Center?
Yeah.
What kind of parking do you do there?
Angle.
That's angle parking. And these things that you have along the curbing where the fire department can hook up, you call them?
Fire hydrants.
Have you ever heard anybody call that a fire plug?
Yes.
Same thing?
Yeah.
I don't know if you have these in Galveston, but in some cities, in the downtown area, you have these buildings with several stories where you can drive your car in and park it and leave it for the day. Have you ever seen anything like that?
We've got one. Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you call them?
I don't know what you call them. It's a parking area. Parking a building.
What do you call them?
Well, I would call it a parking deck.
Parking what?
Deck.
Deck. Oh,
deck.
Well, I tell you why. Out there at the hospital, in the professional building, there's not decks, that one. But there's one by the St. Mary's Hospital on Market that is decks. So I agree on that. That coincides with that.
Professional building is decks too, Gabe.
Huh?
Professional building has four decks.
Well, I've never been in it, so as I say. But that is inside of a building. Now, decks, I would call that exposed from the street, that have spacing in between the wall and the roof. That's what I would call decks.
Well, now, these buildings that you're talking about, the professional building, are these the big
offices?
Office building?
Yes, it's an office building.
Do you have a building in town that's bigger than any of the others?
Yeah, American National, 20 stories. That's the only one real big.
That's the biggest building in town.
Yeah, tallest, I will say.
Oh, I see.
Now, they have parking below deck, below the ground, which we don't know how that's going to work in case of a storm. Because if we have high water where that building is, and it gets down there, I don't know what pumps are going to do.